Leader!
Order, order.
Parliament is sitting under urgency, debating legislation to change ACC. The government put the House under urgency after question time, although there wasn't much urgency in the way it was introduced by the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I'm caught short.
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to take some guidance here on what I'm meant to do. Sorry?
There's an urgency.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sorry. Mr. Speaker, I thought I was thinking it was about referring this thing to a select committee. I was sort of slightly offbeat there, but thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, that's right. Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the passing through the remaining stages of the Injury Prevention, Rehabilitation and Compensation Amendment Bill, the Children, Young Persons and Their Families, Youth Courts, Jurisdiction and Orders Amendment Bill, and the Judicial Matters Bill, and the Student Loan Scheme Exemptions and Miscellaneous Provisions Amendment Bill, the interrupted first reading of the Animal Welfare Amendment Bill, the second reading of the Inquiries Bill, and the first readings of the Trans-Tasman Proceedings Bill and the Securities Trustees and Statutory Supervisors Bill.
Mr. Brownlee said he expected debate on the ACC Bill to be vigorous.
Sir, it is the government's wish to see this bill passed. We believe we have support for that, and it must be tested in Parliament. The reason for advancing it this week is that the Parliament is about to go into a two-week recess, and that would mean that if we don't pass it in this block of time, those who are responsible for its enactment would be under far too great a pressure for it to be effective on the 1st of April. And while that might be the objective of the opposition, it is certainly not the objective of the government.
Earlier in question time, business met politics and questions for Commerce Minister Simon Power from his Labor shadow, Leanne Dalzell.
What remedies, if any, are available to investors when company directors do not check an investment statement before it is released to the public, despite claims that he or she is involved in managing the investment on a day-to-day basis?
The Minister said investors could claim compensation for loss under the Securities Act.
If a director does not check an investment statement and that statement is found to be misleading or contain a misstatement, then the directors could be liable for the misstatement under Section 56 of the Securities Act.
Leanne Dalzell then used her second question to name some names.
Has the Minister seen the statement on the Dorchester Life website stating that the Hewlett-Kiwisaver directors include, and I quote, high-calibre businessmen like Peter Hewlett, Don Brash and John Banks, so your money is being managed day-to-day by a team of highly experienced investment professionals? And if so, isn't he concerned that the public may be misled by such statements?
The Honourable Simon Mr. Speaker, Powell. I haven't seen the statement the Minister refers to from that source, but I am aware of the more general statement that she refers to. The member will be aware that the Securities Commission inquiries are continuing into this issue, and on that basis it would be completely inappropriate for me to comment further.
Simon Power used a similar answer to sidestep around the Labor MP's next question.
Mr. Speaker, is he aware that Mr. Banks and Dr. Brash are not merely celebrity directors, but that each is also a part owner of the Hewlett empire? And would he advise Mr. Banks in particular to disclose his full interests, given his intention to stand for higher office later this year?
The Honourable Simon Power. Mr. Speaker, it would be inappropriate for the Minister of Commerce to advise anybody in this situation while the Securities Commission inquiries continue.
The Honourable Leanne Dalzell.
Speaker, is he concerned about the potential loss of confidence in KiwiSaver as a result of the public statements of two high-profile former National MPs saying they didn't know what was going on, and in John Banks's case, allegations that he is running part of his mayoral campaign out of Hewlett's offices?
The Honourable Simon Powell.
Mr. Speaker, in respect of the second part of that question, I'm unaware of that particular statement. In respect of the first part, it would be inappropriate, quite frankly, for anybody in this House, but particularly a Minister of Commerce or, for that matter, a Minister of Finance, to offer a view on the relative merits of any KiwiSaver investment.
Commerce Minister Simon Power, while Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley reported on a warming of relations with Fiji, and the House confirmed the reappointment of Beverly Wakeham as Chief Ombudsman. But a request from Labor's Shane Jones for an urgent debate on the appointment of a ministerial committee to review the performance of Environment Canterbury failed to get the green light from the Speaker.
While the issue is an important one,
The time to consider this report's recommendations will be when decisions on them are made and any necessary legislation comes before the House. In these circumstances, I do not believe that setting aside the House's business for an urgent debate today can be justified. The application is, therefore, declined.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.